27th of October, 1936. Talk number 274. A Muslim professor asked how Vaishnavism can be reconciled to Advaitism. Maharshi, the Vaishnavites call themselves Vashishtadvaitins. That is also Advaita. Just as the individual body comprises the soul, the ego, and the gross body, so also God comprises Paramatman, the world, and the individuals. Devotee, does not bhakti imply duality? Maharshi, reflection on one's own self is called bhakti. Bhakti and self-inquiry are one and the same. The self of the Advaitins is the God of the bhaktas. Devotee, is there a spiritual hierarchy of all original propounders of religions watching the spiritual welfare of the humans? Maharshi, let them be or let them not be. It is only a surmise at the best. Atman is self-evident. Know it and be done with speculation. One may admit such a hierarchy, another may not, but no one can gainsay the Atma. Devotee, what does Sri Bhagavan think of Pravritti and Nivritti margas? Maharshi, yes, both are mentioned. What of that? Devotee, which is the better of the two? Maharshi, if you see the self pure and simple, it is Nivritti. If you see the self with the world, it is Pravritti. In other words, inward turned mind is Nivritti, outward going mind is Pravritti. Anyway, there is nothing apart from the self. Both are the same. Similarly, also with the spiritual hierarchy, they cannot exist apart from the self. They are only in the self and remain as the self. Realization of the self is the one goal of all.